premiums are changing for enrollees in the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program and the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance Program. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. And Tammy, let's start with what we're learning about just today. You sent along a note for Fegley, new premiums for the Federal Employee Group Life Insurance Program. What are you seeing when you look at these premiums? Thanks for coming on today.
Hi, Francis. Thank you for having me. Yeah, this is kind of hot off the press because I just got the word just now. I think OPM is letting the agencies know as we speak about the new rates that will take effect not until next year, not until January 1st of 2016. And the other hot news is that there's going to be an open season for the first time in more than 10 years that will also be held in September of 2016. So employees have some time to look at the new rates and decide what they want to do. But some of the rates are actually going down, and some of them are going up. It depends on the age group and which type of coverage, and actually some are just staying the same. But that's not untypical for life insurance rates because, you know, they have to look at the averages of, you know, the deaths and so forth. And I guess in the younger age groups, the good news is people aren't dying. And in the older age groups, we continue to die. So the rates are reflective of those statistics, I think.
I'm struck by the changes all across the life insurance premium spectrum. My wife and I recently switched our coverage from one policy. This is term life insurance, to a different company after shopping rates, and we got about 60% more coverage, and we got, and of course we've gotten older in the meantime since we bought the original policy, same term, although we're starting over again because we're at the beginning of the term, and we're paying less than we were 7 or 8 years ago when we bought the policy, and then we're 7 or 8 years younger.
Yeah, I think that's great news. I think that's good news about our health and the way we live our lives these days. So that's good, and I've seen that across the board as well, both in within government insurance and also outside of it. But in the older ages, if for people who want to maintain, because Fegley, even though it is in some respects a term policy because there is no cash value, there is no term. So if you wanted to keep Fegley the rest of your life as a federal retiree, you actually could. But when you get up into the later ages, for instance, when you get to age 80, for instance, you can still keep it, but it's going to cost you a lot of money, and you probably wouldn't want to pay for it. And that price is going up even higher. So that's an area where some people are going to have to be careful if they're carrying it and they're at those later age groups.
What are the things that I should think about when I'm looking at the Fegley premiums, whether mine are going up or going down potentially? I imagine one consideration is not just buying another insurance policy. It's what do I need the insurance? What am I insuring against? And am I at a point in my life, given my potential TSP savings, the pension that I would get from the government and other benefits that my spouse would get or whatever, maybe I'm in a position where I self-insure and I don't need the coverage anymore.
Yeah, that's true, Francis. And I think as federal employees, people should every 5 years take a look at their insurance needs and their coverages, because if you are carrying the government optional insurance, every 5 years their rates will change, and that means they go up. And like you said, your needs for insurance will change. You know, luckily, as we get older, usually our needs for life insurance go down. You know, if all goes well and the house gets paid off and we have a nice nest egg and the kids move on, we can get away with, you know, dropping a lot of that life insurance that we needed when we were younger. And as you pointed out, it's worth shopping around. You know, don't always think that just because it's the government benefit that it's necessarily the best deal in town. There's other insurances out there, and as good consumers, we should all shop around and see what's there. But the nice thing about Fegley next year is that open season. So for those who are uninsurable, if you're still a federal employee, this is your chance to get insurance. So for someone who can't get life insurance because of health reasons, that's what's so nice about an open season. So that's coming up in 2016.
They have to take you if you're a federal employee, whether they want to or not.
Yeah, the way they get around that is that they're going to delay the actual coverage for a year. So in other words, they'll have the open season in September of 2016, but when you make the election for coverage, it won't take effect until October of 2017. So in other words, for somebody who was terminal, they would lose the coverage. You know, they wouldn't be able to keep it unless they could hang in there for that whole year.
You're also tipped me to changes in the federal long-term care insurance program, Tammy. What are you seeing happening there?
Yeah, and you know what? This is industry-wide as well. I know a lot of people are probably going to try to blame, you know, the federal government. Why did you raise these rates? But it's happening everywhere. Long-term care insurance is one of those newer insurance products that the insurance industry underestimated, I think. Plus, with low interest rates, they're not able to make the money on their investments like they had planned, and people are living longer. So all of these things working together are causing the insurance rates for long-term care to go up. The good news is if you already have a federal policy and you already purchased that policy already, your rates are not going up. So it's only for new policies sold this month and beyond.
So we talk about the benefits of long-term care insurance, and we talk about how people are living longer. That doesn't necessarily mean they're living in complete health longer. And so I can see where the tables for the insurance companies might have been hard to predict for a new product like this.
That's right. That's right. And I think the other thing we're not looking at when we look at long-term care insurance, and I see this even at the end of my column when I read the comments, is that we think, oh, the average stay in a nursing home is not that long. But I think what we forget about is the fact before we even get to the nursing home, we probably have friends or family or someone taking care of us if we're in need of that type of care long before we ever get to the nursing home. And most of these policies do pay for in-home caregiving. And I think that's a chance, again, to use up the benefits that you've purchased.
Would it be fair to say also then that we can that this won't be the end, maybe in the short term, for changes to long-term care insurance programs?
Yeah, I'd say you can almost be assured of that. I think we're going to see future changes, and even in our country, how we handle long-term care in the country, because not everyone can afford the insurance, and yet a lot of people are going to be needing long-term care in years to come, and it's very expensive type of care.